This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise.
When the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, that was easy, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who joins us tonight, right? It's, what the heck is his name? Oh, yeah, Corey Duncan, our teed-off black man from Texas, joins us after the first break. I'm sure he's got a lot going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you've taken to be on the air with us, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You know the drill. I don't have to tell you this all the time. Come on, wake up. Get with the program. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I got so much I want to get to tonight. I really do. But the first one, first story of the night, you know what's funny about all this is that I'm watching a resurgence of these spanking, you know, you teach your kids, if you hit your kids, you teach them to hit. So you can't lay a hand on them because you're teaching them to hit. It's just so confusing to me. Anyway, first things first, the California School District. Actually, what people need to understand, it's not the California School District. It's the California school education system has sends down this curriculum to the school districts. There's over 1,000 of them in California. And they decide whether or not the California School District, when they send them down, we can't decide to not do it. They send out the mandates. We have to do the mandates. We can tweak them, we can play with them, we can do whatever, but we're kind of a rubber stamp thing. So, apparently, at the Conejo Valley Unified School District in California, the meeting was a battlefield of parents and board members, or certain board members. The problem is this, before I get into details. After the fact, it's too late. Right? You know the old book? The old saying that it's too late to close the door to the barn once they're gone? Something similar to that, anyway. Close enough for government work. You think that's funny, do you?
I do.
Are we on with them? No answer? Okay, good for you. Anyway, so the Conejo Valley Unified School District, when they had their meeting, the parents were nuts. Now, this stuff, again, it's too late once it comes down. The children were being exposed to unimaginable perversion and pornographic filth under the guise of teaching literature. So, and this is what they do, you know, they tell us that we're too backwards, we're too whatever, you know, to know us old white folks, we don't know any better, I guess. I don't know. So, they got this policy adopted that required parental notification for books with pornographic content. The problem is, what's pornographic content? Who decides what that means? Right? Now, the books being put out there to children in California, especially, and remember, what's accepted here and in Texas will eventually hit the rest of the country. There's nothing new here. Now, here's the part that I think is really funny. And I don't mean funny, ha-ha. One of the books includes, says that everybody pleasures themselves and that God would approve. And it also has scenes involving, you know, people having sex and other perversions, if you would. Now, these are high school, in some cases junior high school books. There's no notice to parents, or there was no notice to parents in some places. But here's what I think is really funny. Isn't there supposed to be a separation of church and state with these loons? Aren't they the ones always telling us you have to have a separation of church and state? Well, why would they bring in, I don't want them talking about God and pleasuring oneself. Why do they get a right? Why do they get to bring that into it? And this is happening in a lot of schools, but especially here in California. It seems like, you know, unemployment, the budget issues, and the pension issues, those are all second and, if there's such a word, thirdary to all this sexual stuff that has to be taught to our children. Has to be. Because what I'm being told is that you parents are too much of a cowards to take it on at home, which I don't buy. I don't believe it for a second. And if you can't teach it in a home, then push your rabbi, your pastor, your whatever, to come up with a plan at church. They shouldn't be learning this stuff in the public realm, if you would. I don't get it. You know? And what people don't realize is the local school district, they could do more, but you've got to help them. You've got to work with them. You've got to vote for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Maybe Corey can explain this to me on the other side. Our mad black man from Texas joins us in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you look at the shot right now, it is the stable, not the manger. Yeah, I've been corrected 142,000 times, so it's not the manger. It's the stable. And if you can see the shepherd's there. He found the lost sheep, and then the two cows are hanging out going, dude, you're making a lot of noise here. Just moving along. Okay? And don't send me an email that baby Jesus isn't there, because it ain't Christmas yet. Not supposed to be there. You know, some of you people have him in the manger. He's not there yet. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Before I bring on my next guest, I got to give him the homage that is due to him. You know, it is that time. Christmas is right around the corner. And, you know, we should be celebrating Christmas, celebrating the music of Christmas. And I always love bringing on traditional music at Christmas time.
Slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful
and for some reason, whenever Corey joins, it just kind of pushes. I don't know. It just popped up in my head. Okay.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Well, hey, Santa Baby, I'll take one of those, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Who's next? Come on, you got to know this one. So I teed off black man from Texas. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does from time to time. I always enjoy when Corey... How you doing, Corey? Come on, that was the right song, don't you think?
First of all, good evening. I would like to thank everyone for your support. Thank you for your support. Thanks for all of the support that you give. If you ever bring me on this show with some soft punk stuff like that, you can only bring a man like me on with something a lot better than that. You know you're off the Christmas list, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, my daughter's listening. You have to get
in line. There's a lot of people taking me off their Christmas list, buddy.
My daughter's listening. I know she's probably like, he wasn't going to get anything for him anyway. He's cheap.
That's right. She says you wouldn't give somebody, you know, eye water to cry with. So. Oh, God. So, I don't know if you caught the opening of the show, and apparently in California, with all the other things that we have going wrong here, in education, in unemployment, in politics, and that kind of stuff, the only thing that the state can think to do is to tell our kids, they push down curriculum to our kids, and tell our kids that God is okay with you pleasuring yourself. But I thought there was supposed to be a separation of church and state. I didn't... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead. You got
well,
right?
I have not. I think I'm going to have to pass on that one. I don't have any comment on that one.
Oh, God. Oh, so, what's going on in your world these days, Corey? We're coming up on Christmas, you know...
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to you and Tammy. And I have to always say that, you know, Joe gave me my start, and I owe it all to him because him and the Almighty God. That you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I really wanted to get into this business, and he helped me through. So I ask everyone to continue to support Real Side. And the Real Side of Joe Messina, and also a couple of my friends. I got to say hello to you, Anna Mega. Thank you. You had to go check her out, Anna Mega. She's a proud, passionate patriot, just like myself. But you know, hey, look, we all need our help. And I want to say a big hello to my friends Dorita, everybody, my family members Wendy, and everyone that's in the chat room. And a big hello to somebody that's about to have birth, about to have another baby in the family, not mine this time. Vicky, hello out there. And also, one more person I want to say, I hope she's getting better because I heard she had a surgery. Angie Bellis, I know she's doing a lot better. I just want to say Merry Christmas to all, her also, and that, you know, continue to heal up and get better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're with her on that. We're with you on that one. All right, so what's going on? Talk to me. Come on.
Well, let's get the ball rolling. First of all,
I'm going to let you kick it off tonight.
First of all, you came to my page, Corey Black Conservative Duncan. If you come to my page, you just found out this week that my darling children they made the honor roll. My daughter's turned a 5.0. But that just goes to show you that the American dream can be done if you had the proper guidance and the proper people that's guiding these young people to success. And the success is hard work. That's what it is. It's no trying to find a book, trying to read a book, or trying to do this or trying to do that. You have to have, and that's what it's about, hard work. Nobody gave them anything. We set up the tutors. They went and did the work, and guess what? They're about to succeed in so many other ways I won't get into or whatever, but my daughter has a professional career she's about to step into. So my whole thing of it is never say that the American dream, I'm not going to say the black American dream. I'm going to say the American dream that can't be achieved if you just work hard. And I don't want to hear nothing about, we didn't have a daddy or whatever, because there's a lot of these moms out here that's just as good as these dads and probably got more guts than these dads out here. But I'm going to tell you this much. It takes a man, laughing the correct way. And that's not laughing, and that's not joking. And, you know...
Well, you know what I like to say?
I get a little humble about it. I mean, a little upset about it because these kids worked their butts off. And, you know, nobody gave them nothing.
No, but two things I want to say is, you know, these kids are working hard. And, look, you tell me if I'm wrong. But your kids worked hard, and it doesn't matter what color they are or what's going on around. They focused in, they worked hard, and look at where they're at today. They're doing really well. But society tells them that they can't. Society tells them that it's that much harder for them, and I don't even know if they're telling them they should try or not.
Well, see, the main thing with this is that you got to stay behind these kids, and you got to make them understand that the world is not where, you know, is not what people tell you it is. It's the total opposite. And if you tell them that they have to, you know, that they don't have to go this route, that they have to get somebody to do work for them or whatever like this. Hey, look, it's nothing, you know, to be a winner, first you got to learn how to be a loser. And there's a lot of times you're going to lose in this world because the world is not a fair place. And we all get that speech, and you know, I'm so proud of all of my children or whatever. So it doesn't make any difference. But I'm proud of any child that can make it through. And you know, it's just that we live in a world now where to live, have these children, have these other people, have these people thinking that it's just about.
We live in a world where I have to pay for the bills, and it ain't cheap yet. So we're going to commercial.
Exactly.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. He's not going anywhere. We got him duct taped in the closet. We'll be right back.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, I sometimes, well, hey, look, I have to say it all the time, and then my lips, you know, get all confused and everything else, and I always appreciate the time, though, that people spend with me, and I want to thank them for, you know, they're here every night, they're paying attention. I really do appreciate the time they spend with us, and I'll tell you something else. We are what, I don't know, what, 7 days, 6 days? I don't even know anymore. They all melted together. But we're not that far. I mean, we're very close to, what's that? What's it called? Christmas. Jeez, you're not helping me here. Seriously. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, who I lovingly refer to as our teed off black man from Texas. I had to change it. See, my tongue still wants to go one direction. And I got to go in another. But anyhow, Corey's always love when Corey's on the show with me. He's got a lot to say. He has quite a few opinions on things. At least last I checked, he did. You know. And Corey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to appear. And so I just thank everyone in the chat room for joining us, and also continue to support all our podcasters, broadcasters, conservative podcasters and broadcasters, because without you guys, we wouldn't be anything. But let's also continue to support the president, our president, President Donald Trump, because they're attacking him from every direction, and there's nothing he can do right. But guess what he got right today? He got the tax bill. So guess what?
Yeah.
Anna Mega, I know you hear me, and I want you to hear me good.
Uh-oh.
We're making America great again, one step at a time, and one dumb liberal at a time.
God bless America. You know, seriously, they lost their minds today, right? When they heard all that, they just lost their minds. And now everybody's going to be paying more money. It's a tax break for the rich. They're just so wrong about this. Yeah, does the upper end, they're going to pay more money in some of these states. If you live in New York or California, and they're complaining because they're going to have to pay more money in taxes, it's like, well, then why don't you elect people? They're not going to tax you to death, right? Don't you think that would be a good idea? They just, here in California, they gave us a 12-cent tax guess, and then you know what else they did after that? Now they're trying to figure out how to tax us for every mile we drive. Isn't that in the gas tax? I mean, kind of confused.
Well, you know, what I would say that is this, is that they have the audacity to say anything, and this is the first one. I didn't see a Democrat give it. Okay, all right. Okay, did Barack Obama give it out of 8 years? Did he give anything? No. What he did, he gave everything to who? Right. The people that didn't work. Well, no. The people that didn't want a job to work. So before you want to sit up and you want to trash this man about what he did, guess what? We're going to have to bite the bullet some because first of all, we got to give the companies a tax break so we can bring the companies back. How about that? Then, when we bring them back, middle class is going to get a break. But here's the thing. If you work, and everyone knows that lives in the Mid-Atlantic or the Far East knows that means that anything over minimum wage you already know what that means. That means you're in a higher tax bracket. So you're going to be paying higher taxes anyway. See, everybody wants to make $18, $19, $20 an hour, and they don't want to get taxed. They only want to get taxed like you were making $10 an hour. So you see, the thing of it is this. And someone brought this up to me. They asked me, they said they saw Texas in Houston or whatever, it was a situation where the tax is going to go up a little bit. We don't care about that because guess what? We see it where we live at. Where we live at in Bel Air or Sugar Land or Denton or anywhere like that or anywhere in the general area, you see what's going on. These places like Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, you don't see it at all. You don't see anything being done to the roads. The crime is off the hook. And my whole thing of it is, if I see things like that, then I know where my tax money is going. So my thing of it is, like in Baltimore, they got people paying tax for things, and they have no idea what they're paying the tax for. That is the most idiotic thing, stuff that I've ever heard before. But one thing is you have to understand is that when you got a bunch of, I'm not going to say dumb, I'm going to say ignorant and misguided people to believe that because you have a D in front of your name, that means that you won't do that kind of stuff to us to make us pay for something stupid or whatever like that, or not to give us a proper law enforcement or whatever like that, or to have us ride over potholes like a Scud missile headed or whatever. So the whole thing of it is that you got to understand what is either you're going to make a lot and you're going to pay some taxes, or you take and you make less and you don't get taxed at all. Hey, you got to bite the bullet either way. So, you know, everybody, and we know the black, I'm not going to say everyone in the black race, but most of them, they want a $50 an hour job, and you got a $2, and you got a second grade education. So that's not basic arithmetic. What in the devil is that all about? But we know what that's about. That's
what we do.
It's called B.O.
Yep.
Because it's called B.O. Barack Obama. Mr. Smoke and Mirrors himself.
Oh. Well, listen, let's have some more fun. Because apparently the city of Philadelphia says that bulletproof glass in convenience stores is considered or could be considered racist. All right? So I'm reading the article. They come up with a bill, and what they want to do is they want in stores where, you know, over 30 people can sit in the store, what have you, the big delis, they want the bulletproof glass removed from the delis. Because the delis are most, now this one I don't even understand, but the delis are mostly owned by Asian Americans in the area there, all right? They sell a lot of beer, and they sell a lot of sandwiches and that kind of stuff. And because the clientele, the people coming in, tend to be more African-American. I don't know that they card them at the door. I mean, how they know they're African-American. But anyway, right, they have to pull it down because what it does is, you ready for this? It says it's bad aesthetics, and it creates an undesirable atmosphere, an ideology, if you would, that beer delis put out harmful, addictive substances. And we can't have that in the community. Right? Now, they got all these owners coming up and saying, wait a minute, if you pull these down, some of us have been shot at. And we don't look at what color it is. We've just been shot at, and they have saved our lives. But the city of Philly thinks that they don't look good, and they lead people to believe that there's a certain deviant kind of clientele going in there. What do you think? Is it bulletproof glass racist or what?
No, bulletproof glass saves your life. Or whatever. You know, I was joking with a couple of people that's in the chat room right now. I don't have time to go down the whole list, but here it is. You know, they got a thing in Baltimore now where, though, so that, you know, if you're white and you see a group of black people coming, and I'm going to make a little, but you know, get a little sarcastic here. You know, if I see a group of black people coming, that's a problem. Don't run, because if I run, that means I'm racist. I just stand here and wait for them to knock me over the head. in and take my money. Because if I do that, that means that I'm giving back to my ancestors from beating you up or whatever like that. So I just stay here, get my head bashed in, because if I run, that means that I'm racist. You know, that's the biggest crock of BS that I've ever heard in my life. And anybody that goes for that's white got to be a fool. You got to be a fool. There's no way in the world that, I mean, you know, I heard someone tell me a couple weeks ago, they got kind of a little upset about me talking repressing black people, whatever. Like, hey, yeah, I know you're listening, because you sent me an email or whatever, but I got your response. Here's your response. I can care less what you think. And here it is again. I'm going to give you the other part of it. Guess what? If you're white, be proud of it. Just like black people say, be proud of being black. Because guess what? There's a lot of people that's black out here making the same mistakes that the white man is making, and it's vice versa. So my whole thing over there is, before you start to get out there and you want to start bashing the white man about this or that or that or this, take a good look. Once again, here's your information from your mad black conservative. Take a real good look in the mirror, because you're a product of your own environment and your own situation. You made it like that. You made it like that, and it can be fixed. But first of all, you got to dig down deep and stop making excuses.
Excuse? You mean reasons why you can't succeed, as opposed to you getting out there, beating your butt a little bit and making things happen, actually succeeding in life? Well, we don't want to do that now, do we? Anyway.
Anyone can get in front of the TV and deceive 50 million people or 50,000 people. Hey, we had Barack Obama. He was the biggest hoax of all time or whatever, and he put one over on everyone or whatever, especially with that color situation.
Okay,
but the whole thing of it is now.
Breathe deep. We got to go for commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I made him pause. He's going to explode on the other side. We'll be right back.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition
action to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay, here we go. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love when he's on with me. Corey Duncan, he is what I lovingly refer to as our teed-off black man from Texas. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas from the Duncan family, and everyone be safe out there over the holiday.
Have you guys ever seen the Diary of a Mad Black Woman? And at the end of the show, or at the end of the movie, whatever it's called, they have the family reunion. Have you seen that? You seen that show? Corey?
No.
You've never seen that? Oh, you got to see that. Okay. I imagine the last scene in that movie.
Talking to.
I'll send you one. I know you're too cheap to buy it or go to the movie theater. I got it.
Come on now. My children are listening to this. And I just got a couple text messages like, really, Dad?
I got it from them. I got it from them. So anyway, I just see the family reunion at the end of that is like what your family reunion will be like in a few years down the road. You know what I'm saying? they were enjoying themselves. They were having a good time. There might have been 200 of them there, but they were enjoying themselves.
Oh,
and they were having a good time.
Oh, man. That would be load of belt.
I'm saying you have all that love around you. That's what I'm saying here. You'll have all those people. You'll have somebody to take care of you in your old age, which will be coming soon, I'm sure. But you know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Oh,
listen,
man. I'm writing down all of this because when it becomes Corey time to have his show, I'm going to invite Joe on.
Oh,
and we're going to see him the same way.
I don't know.
It's funny in this world how we like to do things, but I'm like, I have a memory of an elephant. Yeah. I might be cheap, but
Just remember one thing. I'm not on the left, so you can't hurt me that easy. I got thick skin. I won't need a safe room with a fluffy animal to rub. So.
I'm a big man when I'm wrong.
Yes, you are.
I want to say to someone out there, they send me a text message. I'm not saying that they were saying it was a bad thing about the taxes, but they're raising the taxes. But the thing of it is, if you make enough and you're in a high tax bracket, it doesn't matter where you live, you're going to have to pay a higher tax rate. So if you want a high-end job, get ready to pay some taxes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You've got to pay into it.
We have allowed people who shouldn't have gotten tax money for years to get tax money. Some of you on the left were fine with it. Well, guess what? Time to pay back. That's all there is to it. Somebody's got to pick up the bill someplace. So, all right, Mr. Duncan, Twitter has now began to purge far-right accounts because they're calling them hate speech now. So they began enforcing these new rules to combat hateful and abusive content, but they decide what's hateful and abusive. So, you know, you start seeing these organizations, they're starting to pop off of Twitter, it just looks bad for true conservatives. How are we going to fight this?
Like most things with these liberals, is an uphill battle, and I really don't know. Kind of speechless on this one.
Yeah, no, it's tough because we're going to lose our voice, or they're going to decide what's right or wrong, and you know we're going to lose our voice, and I don't know how you get your message out at that point in time. We could be on these shows every day. We could do what we do on a daily basis, but we also have to make sure that our voice is being heard, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we do it by all getting together and just constantly getting the message out there on other avenues, other places we can get it out. I think Facebook is going to join with them and make it tough, too.
Well, we really had to be careful because Facebook is an avenue for us. And I remember when I was a speaker for the Tea Party, when this all got started, when Barack Obama took office, the grassroots conservative is what we need right now. We don't need the grassroots Republicans. We need these people, these same people that were Tea Party people and they're in office now. We need the next group of fighters like that to come and jump on board. Because the group that is there now is, they're dealing with President Trump, but they really don't want to deal with him because he's not establishment. So what we need to do, and even people ask for me to run for office, they ask for people like yourself probably or whatever, we're better off doing what we're doing. But the people like my sons and daughters, I'm not asking them, I'm not wanting them to do it. If it's in your heart, you do what's in your heart because then you'll be passionate about it and you'll be for real about it. But the thing of this is that we need the next group of Tea Party and grassroots conservatives to step up before these liberals try to get back in office. One big problem was the loss last week for Moore or whatever. He lost. Okay, that's fine. We're past that or whatever. It probably was better for him to lose because they would have dragged it on and dragged it on and dragged it on. So, you know, it's sorry to see him lose, but the thing with this is that we have to move on and let's get to the next battle. And the next battle is now to do something about immigration. North Korea we're not worried about because we know that's just thing. That's something that's been going on for a long time or whatever. And, don't get caught up in a war about something that could basically annihilate the whole earth. So the thing of it is that to be careful with that. But we need to move on to bigger issues like repealing Obamacare and getting that out of the way or whatever like that. Because the thing of it is that this will continue to go on. The Liz messed it up for 8 years. Please, we need to get out there, put our nose to the grindstone and really get the ball rolling. Because if these guys, if these people get back in office, we're going to have another 4 or 8 years of these kind of people, and that's something that we don't need. This man is putting us on the track. He's making America great again. He's bringing back the job, and he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. Far short of what Barack Obama did in his first year.
That's what I love. I love it. You know, he's not doing anything. Haven't you heard that? He's not doing anything to make life better here in America. He hasn't kept any of his promises. Yada yada. I'm going, oh my God, you people just never stop. I mean, there's nothing he's going to do that you're going to approve of anyhow. So what's happening
exactly.
is now we're just ignoring them. Nothing they say really has an effect on us anymore. We just ignore them. Okay, let's talk a little bit. You're close to that Amtrak train issue that happened, or the train accident that happened, right? All right. So here you got a guy. Now it's saying, and I never really comment a lot the first day it comes out, but now they're saying the train was traveling up to 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And there's supposed to be safeguards in place now so these things don't take off, they don't get rolling, they don't get ahead of where they're supposed to be. All this specialty equipment that we've spent a gabillion dollars on to make happen. And the other thing was, what did we finally come up with? Was it $80 million or $120 million that the government put into this thing so that you could save 11 minutes off your time, you know, going from one city to another? But anyhow, we don't know yet, but that train was going probably 50 miles an hour faster than it should have been. And it's just
well, let me say real quick, the libs always have to try to make it political, even in the face of death and carnage or mayhem.
Yep.
They have to make it about it's this administration that's going to stop them from doing this or doing that. Hey, man, who stopped them before this man got in office? Right. Barack Obama. So, I mean, he can't do no wrong. But guess what? Just like I was telling my son and daughter, and I'm going to sum it up real quick, let the haters keep on hating. Because guess what? He's not going to get impeached. He's not going anywhere. So you not put up with 4 or 8 years of Trump, President Trump, just like we put up with 8 years of that bum Barack Obama. So there it is.
I love it. Listen, I love it. They're gonna impeach Trump. Okay, how are you gonna do that? You need 2/3 of the legislators to vote to impeach. I'm trying to figure out how they're gonna make this happen. Because even if they take the Senate by 2 seats, which they can't do, they've got 26 or 27 seats. I think they have to support or they have to protect. They're gonna lose some of them. Period. So
yeah,
I don't know
you
how.
You messed it up. You know what? That's just how they are. They're going to come and say they're just like that poor, rotten, low-down Hillary Clinton that can't take a loss. Hey, you are, let me say it again, you are an awful candidate and you got beat. Live with it. Continue to be a grandmama and stop whining.
That's because you hate women. That's all there is to it. I mean, it's very obvious that you hate women.
It's obvious I don't hate women.
I wasn't going there. See, I was trying to be nice.
Oh, I'm going to hear about it now.
Yeah, well, when you get the producer laughing, you're really going to hear about it. Anyhow, tell people where they can find you, Corey.
Well, first of all, I want to say happy holidays. Well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
You better say Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Corey Black Conservative. Duncan on Facebook and Corey Press Duncan. I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a good and safe holiday. And God bless the state of Texas and the United States of America.
That's right. Thank you, Corey. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. A Democrat wins a Virginia House by one vote. Got to get off your butt, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.